This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, August 19. More Afraid. Our reading comes from John chapter 19. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they slapped him in the face. Once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews gathered there, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus, but Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free, but the Jewish leaders kept shouting, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the Stone Pavement. It was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about noon. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Pilate was in a no-win situation. On the one hand, he had an angry mob outside his door demanding the execution of an innocent man. On the other hand, this man seemed to stand in opposition to the ruling government. And Pilate couldn't have that news get back to Rome. This does not let Pilate off the hook for his decision, though. Whether Pilate's fear stemmed from the unruly mob, the Roman authorities, or the consequences of killing an innocent man, we can't be sure. In the end, all we know is that Pilate was afraid and acted out of fear. Fear can cause all of us to make bad decisions. And while the decisions we make out of fear don't have the same consequences that Pilate's decision did, they are still serious. At times they can even have dire consequences for us, for our family members, and for our community. We don't have to make decisions that way. Fear doesn't need to be and should not be the driving force behind any decisions we make. In Christ, we have been set free from all sorts of things, including fear. As free children of God, we don't live in fear anymore. Pray with me. Holy God, you have set us free. Help us to live lives and make decisions that reflect freedom and not fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.